¡Viva! 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 ¡Viva!
Viva, 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 viva.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen of the media, we are happy to receive today in Juba the first batch of the SPLMA IO forces. These forces comprises of 39 NCOs, officers, NCOs and men. This is the first group that has arrived, and the rest will continue to arrive with time. We are happy to receive them today. They are most welcome in Juba. We don't welcome them in South Sudan because they have been in South Sudan. We welcome them in Juba. And I hope that the transporters, our friends and partners who accepted and who offered to transport them to Juba will continue to transport them up to probably up to the end of this week. And by the end of this week, I hope that the required number that is supposed to report to Juba will be here. And thereafter, we will expect the arrival of Dr. Riek Machar, the first vice president designate of the Republic of South Sudan. We expect him to be arriving by next week so that we thereafter establish the transitional government of national unity. As I stated in my last talk here, when we receive the officers of the Joint Integrated Police, I stated that this is the actual beginning of the implementation of the agreement. And this is the actual implementation of Chapter 2 of the Transitional Security Arrangements and the Permanent Ceasefire. They are most welcome in their capital, and we are happy to receive them among us. And this marks the beginning of the real implementation of the agreement. From this place, I assure the people of South Sudan that within the next 2 weeks, the Tigono will be established. Thank you very much.
Thank you. No, I think the Honorable Minister have said everything, and this is the positive step, as he has mentioned. He's here representing the government. I'm here, and to my left is the Deputy Chair of JMAC, and you can see how we are all jubilant. We are very happy, and let the people of South Sudan know that peace now is being implemented, and I agree with the Minister that it's very soon we shall form the government of national unity. And the first vice president will be here. We shall be here, all of us, receiving him. And immediately after Easter, we are appealing to the government so that we form a committee to work out the process of the step of receiving, preparing for the reception of the first vice president. We are happy, and let the public be happy. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you very much. I would like on behalf of the international community, on behalf of the President Mugai, who is not here today, to congratulate the government and IO for this important step taken today. You have witnessed the arrival of the first group, and we can assure that the international community is committed to work closely with the two parties until the end, and then to transport the number required, and also to prepare the ground for the arrival of the first vice president to form the Tigono. This is our wish, and this is our commitment, and I want to congratulate the government and IO for this important step taken today. Thank you.